And you know, to emphasize the importance of that, Representative Haddad, who actually drafted the bill in Massachusetts, the 1.6 gigawatt bill, she really loves Maine. She told me, I'm happy to come and, you know, talk to legislators in Maine, the Energy Utilities Committee, and work with you to figure out how maybe we can do something similar in the state of Maine. It was a very, very strong bipartisan effort, overwhelmingly voted by the legislature in Massachusetts to move this whole program forward. So very willing to do that and come up and talk to you about what maybe she can come and give a presentation if you wish. And she's asked me to bring that that opportunity in front of you as well. The other thing that Massachusetts has done, they've also invested to build up port facilities to allow them to actually create the jobs in Massachusetts. New Bedford, Massachusetts, I believe it was $25 or $30 million investment to actually build the fort to set it up to create the jobs of the future in that particular energy. So I think Maine, in many ways, got a push in 2008. We need to kind of look back at where we are and give ourselves another kick in the butt, if you wish. So.
Other questions from the committee? Seeing none, I want to thank you, Dr. Dagher and Mr. Ward. I really appreciate the time, the presentation, the update on that work that was set in motion about 10 years ago here, and through many legislatures has been supported. So appreciate that.
Thank you. Yeah.
If you could leave that in the committee room, we'd appreciate it. It's good to have toys.
We'll make you one. How about that?
Yeah, the excellent. Committee room. Perfect. That'd be great. No, very enlightening presentation.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity to be here. Thanks for your attention.
We're going to break for about 3 minutes, no more. Please don't go far. And